you up.
No, I'm not.
Settle this. Those little animated pictures on the internet, are they called GIFs or GIFs?
Well, the G stands for graphics. That's a hard G, so I say GIF.
The guy who invented it says it's GIF.
I'm sorry, do you mean the guy or the jai?
I'll give you three guesses why I'm so irritated.
Well, something happened different from the way you wanted it.
I guess news travels fast. It's true. A select group of scientists was invited to a weekend symposium at a former home of Richard Feynman, and I wasn't included.
Oh, Sheldon, I'm sure it's not because they don't think you're an elite scientist.
Yeah, I bet you anything. It's just because you're a pain in the ass.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
You can spend the rest of the day being bitter about this.
Agreed.
Gonna say or, but why bother?
Hey, Raj.
Hey, I got you a little gift.
Oh, that's a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
You know me, I'm from India. I can't resist children begging. So how's it going with the title to the house?
Great. It's all done. The lawyer tracked down my father and got him to sign it over. I didn't have to meet him. I didn't have to talk to him. I don't even know where he is.
Wow. So you're not curious at all?
Nope.
What if he's in prison? What if he's a spy? What if he's in a Beatles cover band? I'm just saying, if he's got your nose and haircut, he'd make a killer Ringo.
Thanks again for agreeing to do this.
Oh, it's cool. I've never been on a podcast before.
Well, you picked a good one to start. We'll have lots of great guests. Jonathan Frakes, Brent Spiner, Michael Dorn, Gates McFadden.
Those are Star Trek people.
Yes.
I only figured that out because I'd never heard of any of them.
I deserve that. I invited you on my show and I drove here. Okay, so this is basically going to be just like a little talk show. We're going to take some calls. We'll talk about what it was like on the set of Serial Apist 2. It should be really fun.
This is exciting.
Yeah, so how many people listen?
Most people download it later, but usually a few thousand people listen live.
What? A few thousand people listen to you talk about nerd stuff?
Again, right in the ears, straight to the feelings.
Can you please pass the salt?
Sure. Not like I was invited to Richard Feynman's house and have anything better to do.
Is this how the rest of the night's gonna be?
I don't know the future. Do you think there's a chance that an asteroid could hit the Earth, destroying Feynman's house and everyone in it?
No, Sheldon.
Well, then buckle up. You're in for a cranky night.
According to the codicil of the relationship agreement, which you insisted upon, we're not allowed to pout or be moody on date night.
You know I just put that in because of uterus stuff.
Well, it applies to you too.
I was afraid you might bring this up, so I have a workaround. There you go. As far as you're concerned, I'm smiling. Although I must admit, I'm smiling a little bit at the moment because this loophole is so brilliant.
So, Bernadette, have you thought about how you're going to redecorate this place?
No, I'm thinking ripping up the carpets, maybe lose the wallpaper, all new light fixtures.
You know, if you knocked out this wall, it would give you an open floor plan. And then it's a little scary, but could be fun. Indoor fire pit.
Hey, I grew up in this house, okay? No one's knocking anything down.
Okay, okay. When he's at Comic-Con, I'm bringing in a wrecking ball.
Can I help you?
Hi, are you Howard Wolowitz?
Yes.
This is a little weird, but a lawyer was trying to contact my father because his name was still on the title for this house.
What? Who's your father?
Sam Wolowitz.
Sam Wolowitz is my father.
I know.
Well, wait, so if we have the same father, are you saying you're my half-brother?
I think so.
Bernadette, weird things are happening out here!
I think I started to suspect it was a bad movie when I looked at the script and saw the title. Serial Apis 2, Monkey See, Monkey Kill.
Spoiler alert, after the monkey sees, it kills. I've just been handed a note. I'm going to read it. Will, do you want more Diet Coke? Also, we have juice.
I didn't want to interrupt.
That voice you just heard belongs to Leonard, Penny's fiancé. Leonard, why don't you grab some headphones and join us?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, great.
So, while Leonard gets set up, let's take a call. Hello, caller. You are on with Penny and Will from Serial Apis 2.
I don't have a question. I just want to say I'm a big fan of the movie. I've seen it like 10 times.
Okay, well, I'll apologize for the first time, but the other 9 are on you.
Thanks a lot, caller. You know that the movie actually has a little bit of a cult following.
Really?
Yeah, I was at a science fiction convention, and I saw a woman dressed as your half-ape character.
Oh, if she was with an Indian guy dressed like a banana, that was just my friends Howard and Raj.
All right, it's time for a very special guest caller, a friend of mine who you probably know as the director of such movies as Clerks, or from podcasts and books where he often reminds you that he's the guy who directed Clerks. Hello, Kevin Smith.
Hey, man, yo, is everything okay, Will? Because it's been like 2 minutes and you haven't even brought up Stand By Me.
Hey, Kevin, it's really exciting to talk to you.
It really is.
Oh, you guys are very sweet. So, Penny, listen, I saw your movie.
Oh, wow, I wish it was better.
Oh, don't worry about it. Have you seen some of Kevin's films?
You're cruising for a beating, Wheaton. Anyway, man, I dug the ape movie, Penny, and I thought you were, like, really great in it.
Oh.
You know, I'm in the movie, too.
Yeah, whatever. Penny! Penny, how come you're not in more stuff, man? I'd cast you in a minute.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm actually in pre-production on a movie right now. Way different than anything I've ever done before. It's called Clerks 3. You should come over and read for a part.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
You have a new job.
So maybe I could do both.
I don't think you can do both.
I don't think I asked you.
Yeah, you tell him, Penny.
Stay out of it, Kevin Smith.
I think there comes a point in life when it stops feeling bad to be left out of things?
Probably not. It's an evolutionary advantage to be included in group activities.
You know what? I used to be a fan of evolution, but I've since evolved and now I think it's dumb.
Being left out is a terrible feeling. No one understands that better than I do.
Hey, look at that. Even in your example, you're all by yourself.
When there was a lice epidemic at my school, everybody got it except me. I tried to fool everyone by sprinkling sugar in my hair, but I just got attacked by bees.
I can just picture them all right now at Feynman's house, probably discussing Schrodinger, and at the same time not discussing Schrodinger. See? They're missing out on hilarious jokes like that.
And at the same time not.
It reminds me of when my stupid brother and sister would build forts in the living room and wouldn't let me in. I hated that so much.
You know, there's nothing I can do about getting you invited to the symposium, but if you wanted, we could build a fort.
Isn't that a little juvenile?
More juvenile than this?
I'll get the blanket. You Google how to have childlike fun.
You know what? I'm being a bad host. Let me get some more coffee.
Oh, let me do it, Harry.
No, I got it.
So, Josh, what do you do?
I'm studying oceanography down in San Diego.
Oh, how nice. I love Finding Nemo.
Enough chit-chat. How do we know you are who you say you are?
Why would I lie?
Okay, you got me there. You here looking for money?
No.
Kidney, cornea, piece of his liver?
No.
You're in a Beatles cover band, and you need Howard to replace your dad as Ringo.
Why don't you help with the coffee?
Okay, but something smells fishy. And not just because you work around sea animals. That actually sounds interesting, and I'd like to learn more about it.
Hey, you okay?
Really? This guy shows up out of the blue, and now I have a brother? My father has another family?
I get it. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I just like him to go away. I can't deal with this.
All right. I got you back.
Thank you. Come on. And I'd like to point out this wall just provided a lot of privacy.
I can't believe my brother's an astronaut. That's amazing. What was it like?
Listen, dude, it's time for you to
hear the Lord. Hey, the young man asked a good question.